USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida continues to accept applications for two of their flagship programs, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. Randall Wiseman has more details.
NRCS Chief Terry Cosby talks about climate smart conservation practices and the partnership between landowners and NRCS technical staff to put these practices into action.
Most of our practices, some of them are standalone, but some of them work better when they're in conjunction with other things. Let's talk about cover crops. We've really focused on a lot of that, and we have really done well. But let's get some type of cover on this ground and not leave it fallow. That has been pretty popular. When we talk about no-till farming, reducing the amount of inputs, reducing the amount of trips across the field. When you look at it, we talk about our grazing systems and going out and making sure you're productive as far as your cattle is concerned and having grass for them to eat. We have 175 different standards in our repertoire, and if you name it, we probably got it. And our professionals out there are the ones that come out and talk and say, hey, these are some recommendations we'd like to make, and what do you think about this? And sometimes the producer pretty much knows what they want to do. It's just refining it and talking and seeing how they will fit into some of these programs.
I'm Randall Wiseman.
I'm Sabrina Halverson for the Southeast AgNet.